the help of the Almighty. Peace be upon you all. Assalamu alaikum. First of all, I would like to thank the organizers of this beautiful, important, critical, important event for inviting me, inviting us, for giving me the chance to share with you the traditional Orthodox religious Jewish opposition to Zionism and to the State of Israel. This is a position that is being held up already for decades, way before 1948. The beginning, we can say 100 years ago, this was the position of religious Jews in Palestine and in Europe. Today we are standing here, we're commemorating the International Day of Al-Quds to remember the occupation in Palestine, the occupation in Quds, Jerusalem, the oppression that took place, which is unfortunately still ongoing. This terrible situation which was brought upon the people of Palestine by the evil criminal state of Israel. This is a tragedy, a catastrophe, obviously for the Palestinians, but this is something that should trigger us all to feel, to stand up, to oppose and to protest as long as this goes on. But us as Jews, since this, all of this is being done, supposedly in the name of all Jews, unfortunately, those so-called religious Zionists are claiming to act in the name of Jewish religion. This really upsets us even worse. They have hijacked our identity and they falsely speak in the name of our religion. We need to understand the great difference between Judaism and Zionism. It was never the same, it will never be the same. Judaism is a religion, subservience to the Almighty, observing His commandments, versus Zionism is a materialism, a rebellion against God, void of religion and spirituality. Almost all entire Jewish community, including Jewish leaders, at the very beginning of Zionism, stood up in vehement opposition to the very existence of the State of Israel, the establishment of the State of Israel, and to the philosophy of Zionism that's behind it. They explained that the idea of Zionism, the creation of a sovereign state for Jewish people, is a rebellion against God and is truly a blasphemy and a violation of Torah law. Why? Why is a sovereign state for Jews forbidden and why is it a catastrophe for Jews? A very important part of Jewish belief is the concept of exile and redemption. We believe that approximately 2,000 years ago, by the destruction of the Second Temple, Jews were placed into exile. We say in our prayers of the high holidays, it's because of our sins we were expelled from our land. This was not because due to our physical weakness. This was a divine decree of exile, which Jews for generations accepted. We accepted the warning of our prophets that we are forbidden to do any action to escape from this divine decree. We are commanded to be loyal citizens in all countries where we live, to serve the Almighty, and not have any political inspiration or rebel against any nation. What's our hope? What's the hope of the Jewish people? A very important point that's many times confused. We hope for the ultimate redemption. What's the ultimate redemption? Ultimate redemption, according to Jewish belief, is a spiritual concept which will happen through the Almighty Himself without any human intervention. It will be a day when the kingdom of the one God would be accepted, recognized by all. God will make a spiritual change over the universe. All minds will turn to the Almighty. As we say in our prayers, Now says Ritzayn Chubalayim of Shulan, they will all form one bond to serve you with whole hearts. It will be a time of peace, no more war, a time of recognition of the Almighty, as it says in the verse in Isaiah, V'lo yisu goyo goy cherev, V'lo yilma di'od melchumo. No nation will lift a sword against another, neither will they learn war anymore. The verse continues by saying, Kimalu uretz da'yves Hashem, kamayim lo yom mechasem. Because the universe would be filled with recognition of the Almighty as the water covers the ocean. Therefore, fighting against this divinely decreed exile is considered within Judaism a rebellion against God. By materializing the religious concept of exile and redemption, turning it into a political conflict is considered blasphemy. Now all of this would be bad, even if this Jewish sovereign state would be built, would be established in an empty land, an uninhabited land, a land without a people, for the people without a land, without oppressing anyone, would still be forbidden according to Jewish belief. But when this was established in Palestine, an inhabited land as we all know, everybody knows this today, by oppressing an entire nation, occupying, expelling, dispossessing, and killing with this terrible cruelty and murder. This is even going much further and is violating many other commandments of Jewish religion of the Torah. Let me tell you, in the past couple of years, I had the privilege to join a delegation of rabbis visiting Gaza twice since this terrible siege. We brought a medical aid from money we collected in our communities. We visited the wounded from the Israeli attacks. And we saw those destruction, destroyed buildings and all of that. Our hearts were bleeding, are bleeding for the suffering of the people in Gaza. We cried when we heard those stories, individual stories of the victims. And our eyes are filled with tears when we recall those memories. Therefore, we need to understand the occupation in Palestine is a crime. It's a crime against the people of Palestine. And it's not only a crime since the 1967 war. This is a crime from the very beginning. The entire occupation is wrong. At the very beginning of this occupation, Jewish leaders warned that this is only going to lead to catastrophe, which unfortunately all of us see now. We see these terrible casualties that happen from all sides. It is because we are humans, we need to feel the suffering of these Palestinian people. And I need to clarify, and I say this as a Jew, understanding the evil of Zionism has nothing to do with anti-Semitism. Being concerned about these suffering people in Palestine is not anti-Jewish. On the contrary, it's because we are Jews, we feel the suffering of others. It's because we are religious Jews, we are so opposed to the philosophy of Zionism and the State of Israel. And I would like to add, it was not only the Palestinian Arabs who were ignored by the very beginning of this occupation. It was not only the Palestinian Arabs who lost their well-being in their land, in the Holy Land. It was also our Jewish communities who lived in Palestine in peace and enjoyed this so beautiful harmony with their Arab neighbors. This young rabbi next to me is 8th generation Palestinian from Palestine. His great grandfather still lives in Jerusalem. He's over the age of 100. He is considered to be the oldest religious Jewish scholar in Jerusalem. He still remembers the beautiful, well, many others, but he remembers the beautiful coexistence they had between the Jewish neighbors and the Arab neighbors. They used to babysit each children when it used to be Jewish holidays. The Jewish mothers would go to the synagogue. The Arab neighbors would babysit the children. You can imagine what kind of a trust this meant. It was Rabbi Dushinsky, the chief rabbi of Palestine, in 1947, who sent a letter to the United Nations saying that he's representing the 60,000 souls in Jerusalem, in Palestine, and they refuse to have established a Jewish state in Palestine. He was ignored. It's our community who were ignored at the time. It was the pious, religious Jewish neighbors who preferred to live together with the Muslims, to live under Arab rule, and to be under their protection rather than under Zionist protection. We blame Zionism for the hate and the animosity we experience today, which was caused because due to the terrible evil actions of the State of Israel. We blame Zionism for the bloodshed in all sides. Also, we need to know that even today, it's not only the Palestinian Arabs suffering physically from the Israelis today. It is also religious Jews in occupied Palestine suffering occupation, suffering oppression and intimidation. It's our rabbis today being arrested and tortured. Why? Because of their vocal opposition to Zionism and to the State of Israel. We know who the Zionists are. We share the pain and suffering together with our Palestinian Arab brethren. We all suffer together. In conclusion, I would like to state, in the name of true followers of Judaism globally, by the way, I just got a phone call from New York City. We had a nice contingent attending the Al-Quds Day rally in New York City. We had people in London, England. We have a colleague of mine in Seattle, Washington, Dallas, Texas, and many other one of the European cities. In the name of true followers of Judaism worldwide, we are totally opposed to the philosophy of Zionism. We are against the very existence of the State of Israel. We condemn all criminal actions committed by them. We consider the occupation to be a crime from the very beginning, and we refuse to be represented by the leaders of Zionism and by their actions. We support the Palestinian right to self-determination, and we support Palestinian statehood over the entire land, not 1967 borders. We are talking about 1948. We pray always for the speedy and peaceful dismantlement of the entire State of Israel. We hope that would be the key to have restored our historic peace and harmony that we did experience in the past. We hope this should come about very soon. Ultimately, we pray that the glory of the Almighty should be revealed over the entire universe, and we should all be able to live together in peace and harmony, serve the one God. Amen. Thank you very much.